Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show.
We're doing things.
We're doing things. Yo, what up, my friends? Welcome to the special show with Lauren Southern and Swords. This right here, this is a sword forged from meteorite. It is a katana. I don't know too much about it. My understanding is that it's meant to be a replica of the sword from heaven from, I think it's Gambia. And this sword is forged from meteorite. It's very expensive.
Is this one meteorite too?
Yes. Lauren is wielding a sword with no name.
Whoosh. That's cool.
And legit, that thing is so sharp that I was oiling it and I tapped the side of my finger and it cut my skin.
Wow.
No joke.
I haven't touched a blade that sharp ever. That's
very
nuts.
Nice.
What's this bad boy called?
I really
That's
want to
just
it now,
some like toy from the internet.
Perfect for me.
Yeah. Ian has the Amazon toy with the plastic, I think.
Do you guys ever practice with Boken? Is that what they're called? The wooden swords?
Boken?
Yeah. You like can sword train with a wooden thing?
No, I only use plastic lightsabers.
It seems like you'd really enjoy sword training. Have you ever done that?
No, I feel like I would enjoy. I use guns because I don't want to end up like that scene in Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Lauren.
Mm-hmm. The black
now
sheep.
That you are wielding.
Yes.
So that sword needs a name. And I got a recommendation from Lily Tang because she's actually from China.
Yeah.
The issue is that the name she gave me, while it was cool, was also the name of a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Call it the Southern Sword.
And so I decided I don't think I can name it after a Yu-Gi-Oh card, even though the name was legit. It was like an emperor's name and like some illusion, and that's why the Yu-Gi-Oh card used it.
Yeah,
and
name it after Lauren. Call it the Southern Sword.
The Southern Sword.
No.
I know like five Asian words.
Or Sword of the
we
South.
We can call
or something.
It like hentai or something. That's like one of the only Asian
dude,
words.
You gotta have it. You gotta have the Sword of the North and the Sword of the South.
They actually asked me to name it.
What's in a Hajime Mashite? I think that's a greeting.
What is that?
That means hello in Japanese.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, it does. Hajime Mashite?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa is a version of
hello. And konbanwa is good evening. I think Hajime Mashite.
That's totally when you meet for the first time in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Ohayo gozaimasu.
That's good morning.
Right. Yeah.
And Toshokan is library.
Toshokan, huh? And well, tomate means
Toshokan.
So, do you want to know why I wanted to show everybody Lauren Southern wielding the powerful blade? Because we have the story from TimCast.com. Strange trend of food processing plant fires appears across the U.S. At least 16 fires have broken out at food processing plants, impacting the nation's supply of beef and poultry. So this is something that people noticed on Twitter. Wall Street Silver was tweeting about it. A bunch of people were sharing this where it shows all of these different food plants with weird fires or whatever. Lydia brought this up the other day, but there was no cohesive structure around the story, just people mentioning the rumors. So we asked the crew over at TimCast, can you pull this together and see if there's anything here? What we can conclude, it may just be coincidental. And the one thing I always want to say is it's possible that fires happen all the time at food plants. We just don't care. But now that food is in shortage and we're worried about it, we're suddenly paying attention to the fact that there are fires at these buildings. But should the fires get worse, ladies and gentlemen, it will be very wise to wield a sword forged from meteorites. Now, here's the best part. When all hell breaks loose and the hordes of hipsters who don't know how to farm come rushing to our territory to steal our chickens, Lauren need only hold up the meteorite sword and powerful holy light will blast evil and wipe them out.
I'll have to use a bottle for now. Seamus has confiscated my sword.
I have. Yeah, she's not getting that thing back.
So Lauren's He-Man... Who are you?
I'm He-Man.
Manny Faces.
I'm Trap Jaw. What about you, Tim?
I'm not some
Skeletor.
I'm not some cartoon character. So
are you
sorry.
Not going to drink the corn whiskey? Lauren smelled the corn whiskey and then just like winced.
It's pretty awful.
Oh, really? I take a $1,700 bottle of whiskey off the shelf and go, I can drink a $9 bottle let if I want it. Things. She's too good for the corn whiskey. How interesting.
You I didn't push say it. I was too good for it. I said it smells bad. It smells like whiskey.
I'm the kind of person who can have a $9 bottle and be
Yo,
fine.
What are you talking about?
That's probably like $11.
You know what? Maybe I'm watching my limit and playing within it like a responsible
and rhyming
person.
While you're at it.
Then that so would be a change of pace.
If Lauren thought the corn whiskey was, it smells good, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like
Did
rubbing
you just
alcohol.
Like, it smells like whiskey. I just swig it from the bottle.
No, I smell deeply. Woo! Yeah, that's like rubbing alcohol, man. But
Seamus, drink it.
I'm out of cups.
All right, you can. I'm going to go get you one.
Thanks. Yeah. You're good. Good.
Lauren
one's pretty good.
And Seamus are going to have a corn whiskey drinking contest.
As we lament
the destruction of our food processing plants in the end.
It's crazy that bottles can be worth $1,300. It's like people get so rich that they don't know what to do but just drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, hold your horses, bro. I don't drink.
Okay, he just likes to smell it.
The Pappy does smell better than the corn whiskey.
Really? It's kind of like a maple smell to it.
Lauren.
It is expensive, but it's because okay. Here's what you guys got to understand about how studios and shows work. We did not pay Lauren Southern to be here.
No.
And
Who
so
would?
But we do cover costs, but also it's like if people are going to come out and come on the show, like we're going to make sure they're taken care of. And they're going to be drinking in style.
They're going to make sure I have my $9 corn whiskey, right?
Well, look, as you poured a paper cup of $1,300 whiskey. Let me
and pass me that.
Should have been in a glass.
You don't have to pass it to me. What's the what proof is that?
90.4.
Okay,
so
$1,700
proof, which means you get more alcohol for your dollar.
More bang for your buck.
Really?
1,686.
That's insane.
You'll be getting your bill in the mail.
No, Lauren, you're allowed to drink.
So much
you don't have to drink the corn whiskey.
Loading around.
Wait, hold on.
Seamus,
you just asked me to.
Seamus, you're drinking the corn whiskey.
Tim, first of all, she shouldn't be able to drink any whiskey.
Question about
Lauren's
alcohol.
Cut off.
What's your favorite alcohol type? Gin, whiskey. What else is there?
Absolutely.
Are you drinking the corn whiskey?
I do have a little bit of corn. I have a little bit. I had some the other day.
Yo, you guys don't have to drink corn whiskey. You can drink the good stuff.
No, you just
that literally tastes like nail polish remover.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting.
How do you know how nail polish remover tastes?
You know, as a kid, it's expensive. Can't get into the liquor store.
Yeah.
Well, let me see that bottle. Let me see
next
that corn
time.
Whiskey.
Tell me when a drink tastes like lead paint.
Actually, when I was in high school, I tried once to do that. Tried once to get an adult to go in and buy me liquor because I got invited to a party, and the first person I asked was an undercover cop.
Oh, whoa!
Awesome.
This is why you weren't invited to the party.
Hey! This is 50%.
I know. That's what I said. It's 100 proof. You get more bang for your buck because that's $9. That's $1,700, and that's only 90 proof.
We have what's that nasty shit we have downstairs?
Are you kidding, Malort?
Malort,
nasty Malort's delicious.
Malort.
You've never had Malort.
I don't typically drink.
Licorice flavor.
It's not whiskey. It's not whiskey.
I only act like a degenerate on camera.
All right, check this out. Jepson's Malort. It's a brand of Bosque liquor. It's wormwood. It's known for its bitter taste. It can be found in some Chicago area taverns and liquor stores and is growing in popularity, but is hard to find elsewhere in the U.S. They say there was something on the Wikipedia where they said, I don't feel like reading it. They said that let me see if I can read it, that it's basically a prank. It's a practical joke people play on people.
You're giving it away.
It's a prank liquor.
Well, that's basically it.
What does
so
that mean?
People who aren't from Chicago, they'll go like, have you ever had Malort? And they'll be like, no. But like, you got to try it. It's so good. And it's just awful. So people buy it for the sake of making people drink something awful.
It's like a meme drink.
It's the reason is because Chicago is so much better than New York and the food is so much better that you can actually fake people out and give them something disgusting and they'll still eat your other food because of the reputation, because it's better. We can play games like that.
Malort, is that like heavily sold in Chicago?
Yeah, for many years it was only sold in Chicago. So we actually had it picked up from Chicago. Yeah.
What's the best liquor on the planet?
I don't know. There's a liquor store nearby. There's an $80,000 bottle of whiskey.
Oh my god! Don't buy it.
Apparently, I'm not going to buy it. Oh. Apparently, George Clooney flew out to go pick one up because he had like two bottles.
Oh my god!
I mean, George Clooney was like, I'll buy it. It just seems absurd to me.
Is it like a tax write off? Is it a Can you do it as a business expense?
I don't know, but have you ever had Louis XIII?
No.
$5,000 bottle of cognac, and it's like $100. I think it's $200 an ounce or something like that. And they, when they pour it, they're like very carefully measuring it, and they have like droppers to make sure you get perfectly one ounce. It's so expensive.
Wow.
And then it was funny. I was at a bar. I think it was Christmas or New Year's or something, and we had a, like everyone got one. And then as he poured it, a drip came down and like fell down. I'm like, there's $10. Like,
holy shit.
Or like $5 Jeez. Just dripping. And then when he picked up his ring, and I'm like, that's probably another $10.
I had a really good top shelf vodka that was really good. It had almost no flavor. I don't know if it was Bombay
so
or something.
Why would it be
really good? Well, it was, cause it didn't have any flavor. Cause alcohol is just like rotten food.
I like wine. The best wine I had in my life was from a place called Tumbarumba in Australia. Everywhere is just like named after Dr. Seuss shit in Australia, I swear. It's like Gundagai, Wollongong, Tumbarumba.
Pretty sure that's racist, Lauren.
You're cruising down the highway. Windows rolled down. Tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
What country?
Does it not sound like Dr. Seuss books? All the places in Australia.
Oh, wow. Maybe Dr. Seuss was inspired by the Aboriginals.
Is the place that...
Is that what that comes from?
How long were you living there?
2 years, and then they took away my visa because of my politics.
Did you get to the Outback?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you were on TV there.
I was, but I came back to Canada for a funeral and
they
got
you back
locked
in.
Out because I'm on the character assessment list.
But don't you have family there?
Yep. It's really rough right now, to be
wow,
honest.
Wow, that's fucked up, dude.
Serious I'm moment.
But they let you back in America.
Yeah, they let me back in America. Oh, so right. God willing, you know, I'll be able to see my husband soon. It's been pretty tough.
But holy shit. Yeah. Dude, that's fucked up.
I'm like, I do not want my son to miss another birthday with his father. You know,
I don't
talk about it because I'm worried about lefties like trying to make it worse for me. So I don't mind like on this like private.
Well,
what's your
plan now? Are you still living in Canada?
We're trying to find a solution right now.
They can't come here.
It's I can tell you after the show. It's complicated, right. But we're trying. Well, it's gonna be.
Well, what about work? What have you been up to?
Just finishing my documentary. Documentary. It's totally done. American Mirage. I was down in Mexico filming.
Oh, right.
Cartel. You heard all of the illegals are coming up like in a week or two.
Yeah, because Title 42 is.
No, they're all coming to see my documentary.
Oh,
yeah, they're coming just in time. they want to get to the premiere.
Did you see Joe Biden was asked about Title 42?
No.
And then he said. I'm not going to make assumptions about what he believed. He said, we need to see if the scientists agree and we're going to appeal the decision. And everyone was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Biden is ending Title 42, which says that we can remove an illegal immigrant the moment they come in because of COVID. When he was asked about it, he says, well, you know, we're going to appeal this one and then, you know, see what the scientists have to say.
Whoa.
And we're like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Even Caitlin Collins of CNN was like, Biden appears to be confused as to what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, finally. when you're like 150,000 people about to cross the border, and he's like, we gotta sue him for see what the scientists have to say. It's like,
yeah,
have to do with people crossing the border, bro?
He must have thought they were talking about something else.
The mask mandates.
Yep.
But Joe Biden is a fucking crackpot, and so his brain don't.
When
work.
You were in Australia, did you go in the outback?
Oh yeah.
Oh, often.
Yeah. Did you fight a kangaroo?
I killed a kangaroo,
unfortunately.
Hit it with a car?
It was like a 6-foot-tall kangaroo, too, just bull bar, middle of the night. I was like, no, we can save it. Gone.
Well, you said, I was looking on Twitter, you said you sunk your Jeep.
I sunk my
almost
Jeep.
Flipped it. You were like, best day of my life when you almost flip a Jeep, but you don't.
Yeah, but then the next day I sunk it.
So what was what happened what? Exactly?
I've been doing a bunch of off-roading, getting my mind off the craziness, and I just got a manual Jeep. So not only am I like learning manual driving, I'm like learning off-roading. And I saw this beautiful, gorgeous puddle, and I was like, I can go through that puddle. I can do it. Go at it like full speed, because, you know, sometimes if it's too deep, you have to go real fast or your wheels will get stuck in the mud and sink, especially if it's like a proper like pond. Went in and then down. Like, it wasn't just how it looked visually. It was like a pit in the water, and I just got stuck, hydrolocked the engine. I had to go out, you know, get myself completely soaked. I had my family with me. They just sat on top of the Jeep and did nothing, of course, while I went and found a car to go and drag us out. But the Jeep's pretty done.
Was it just on like some random road in like a trail or something?
Yeah, it's like middle of nowhere, BC. I've found all these like back roads that are just fantastic. If you don't do off-roading, you should. And you should have an old off-roading vehicle anyways for the apocalypse. I always say this, like, you know, you're going to have government checkpoints all over the place if it gets like really bad, fascistic government, communist. And you're going to want to be able to travel between cities, not on main roads, even if it just gets like disorderly with like high crime rates. You can actually travel between cities using just power line trails, because they have to create those trails to fix the power lines. So if you're ever like, I don't know what the F I'm going to do, shit out of luck, the world's a mess, power line trails. Take those. If you have a off-roading vehicle, you'll be sorted.
Uh-huh. How many people live in Australia?
It's like 28 million, so 28. Just a little less than Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which city were are you allowed to say? Or
I was in Canberra for a while, Sydney and Brisbane. So back
Sydney.
And forth. Yeah.
I heard Sydney's like LA, like the LA of Australia.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that's a fair comparison.
But is it like palm trees and stuff?
Yeah.
Is it same? But are there palm trees anywhere else like
it's
Sydney?
Kind of Australia in general. Well, it's like reverse, right? The further you go north, the hotter it gets. The further you go south, the colder it gets. So Canberra is like a bit Canada-ish.
So it's the really rednecks cold. Are in the north.
Yeah. Far north is like crocodiles
everywhere. What's going on with those concentration camps?
I mean, a lot of it is rolling back now, finally, in Australia, from my understanding. They've just opened up. You can visit the country now. You can see your family after 2 years. I know Sydney Watson is finally going back to see her family after
It's a trick. I wouldn't do it. They're trying to bring COVID stuff restrictions back.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the deserts of Australia. Is that ocean sand, like the Sahara? Do they find like seashells and stuff in it?
I don't know. I know it's pretty, like, you can't really live in the center of Australia. In fact, I think they filmed Star Wars in one of the towns there in central Australia, because they literally live underground. That's how hot it is. They have to live underground in the outback towns in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. Alice Springs.
Yeah, they live underground in places in Alice Springs. That's like a hardcore like native area. You can look it up. I'll have to find the
actual
city.
Oh, look at this. It's like, dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, so there's some.
Oh, that sounds
like
so much
fun. Areas that are below ground there, like whole community centers.
Oh, look how green
everything.
It is over here. What's up with that? Like an oasis?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time traveling and outback traveling through Australia. It was lovely.
It's nuts when they find oceans.
Dude, wouldn't it be so fun to go and visit this tiny ass fucking nowhere zone?
Yeah.
Okay. Another problem they have in the middle
Korean
of outback
food,
Australia.
Dude.
They've got a ton of camels. I think it's like the most camels on earth, like outside of their natural habitat. And they suck up so much water and they're not natural to the land. So they've actually got a job paid for by the government where guys go up in helicopters and snipe camels all day try and reduce their population from killing marsupials.
Tell me you would not want to eat at this Korean restaurant in the motherfucking ass outback.
I'm so down.
Simply Korean restaurant in Alice Springs. Look where that is. I'm zooming out. Just right there, smack dab in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Tim, look up Cooper Petty.
How do you spell it?
I told you everything's
How do you spell
it? C-O-O-B-E-R.
Oh, there we go.
P-E-D-Y, Cooper Petty. And then if you find, so like,
what am I looking for?
Maybe look it up on Google, because they've got all of their stuff is underground. Cooper Petty,
they
underground.
Live underground.
Look up.
Whoa, look at those pictures. Are the pictures in here?
Just look up Cooper Petty underground images. It'll probably be better.
So they're like Morlocks.
Yeah.
Elon just raised a bunch of money for Boring Company. He's hiring.
Look at this. Like, there's like a TV down there.
Well, it's just cooler underground, and it gets hot as out there.
Wow. Yeah, so like geothermal AC. Uh-huh. It's always 55 degrees. underground, just a little, a few feet. So it's super cheap to cool the air. Just goes through the ground and the heat dissipates. And yep. And then in the winter, it's always 55 degrees. So even when it's hot out, you can easily get heat up to 55 and then supplement it after the fact.
I think they filmed Mad Max out in this area too. Maybe.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah, let me see. Where was Mad Max filmed?
Yeah, this is cool. Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/timpool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah. Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Have we lost you, Seamus?
Yeah, you know, I just like, I don't like all this talk of Australia where my Irish ancestors were sent as prisoners.
They start every uprising. I'm pretty sure like the right to vote for like the average citizen in Australia was started by an Irish workers uprising in the Melbourne area. It's always the Irish that start this.
What's up with the Irish? It's because they've been oppressed by British, so they don't want to take it anymore.
Let me look it up. There was a name.
This just looks like the coolest place to be.
Yeah.
Just like smack dab in the middle of Australia.
Yeah, what is it, 120
degrees?
Look at
this, John's Pizza Bar and Restaurant. That is so awesome. And they're open right now. Dude, should we call them up and order a pizza?
I will pay.
I would like to. Oh, look at that.
I think they
that looks like the worst pizza I've ever seen. Mm.
Dang.
That is not food.
I mean, where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to go if you're out there?
They burnt the hell out of that cheese.
Well, they didn't. It's just been sitting on the table, but you know, it's Cooper Petty, so yeah. It just happened.
Is it basil?
No, I'm kidding. That's actually not bad looking.
That looks good.
But people don't understand, like, dough doesn't rise the same way at different altitudes and different latitudes and stuff. So, did you not know that?
No, I didn't. That's like very specific.
Because altitudes.
Yeah.
Because of the thinness of the air.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, there's different temperature settings. If you buy a pizza, it'll be like, if you're above X amount of feet, cook it this way. Otherwise, like, the crust doesn't rise or something.
Also, be sure to get organic flour because they use Monsanto's glyphosate as a desiccant on flour if it's not organic. They use before they harvest the wheat, they got to dry it out, and that's what they call desiccation. And they use this fucking chemical to desiccate it, glyphosate, which is linked to cancer and stuff.
Let's zoom farmers
out. Go organic, especially with your wheat flour.
Look at this. This is barren wasteland. Dude, there's nothing there.
Yeah, so I wonder if this is from a flood.
You just die out there if your car breaks down.
Wild.
Did you hear the story about the lady who drove 500 miles into the outback because Apple Maps told her to? And then she kept going, and then she ran out of gas and was stranded.
Yeah, like you'll full-on die.
How did she end up living? Just happen to have service out there, or what?
I don't know. Hey, look at this. Someone picked her up. What is this? This looks like a foreign, like an alien world. Mintabi Area School. Look at this. It's like, do you live in salt?
Yeah.
Do you build a house of salt? What is this? There's buildings, but like, what?
Wow.
Oh, I loved visiting outback towns.
That's what I'm talking about.
You guys,
is that ocean? I wonder if it's ocean. Salt.
It could be ocean sand.
Go check it out.
Like during the flood, it flooded the Sahara. That's just all a bunch of ocean sand.
Let's do a Timcast fan meetup in Australia. We'll bring the trailer.
Just pick the most absurd location.
Yeah, we you know,
the middle of the outback.
I got to be honest. Look at the Sahara compared to the outback.
It's much darker.
It's way bigger.
Well, it's red sand, right?
Yeah.
What's
is
like
it clay sand?
No, for real. Like, what's right here? Like, how do you get to this place?
You what get exiled this? From your tribe,
Janet.
Exile culture.
Look at this. Look at Janet. Where's the Pizza Hut?
Let's look.
Whoa! There it is.
There's a pizza.
Fast food.
Pizza Hut everywhere.
Pizza. It said. I thought it said pizza.
Mud Hut Motel.
Whoa, where?
It's up there on the top left, the first. It's where? 5 stars, Mud Hut Motel. Do you not see that?
Whoa, Mud Hut
Motel. It's fascinating
Motel.
That you would have towns just set up in the middle there.
It's not a mud hut. It's a regular building.
Oh, lies.
And where is this? Oh, is this Australia?
Oh, that's back
You
in
brought
Australia.
Me back
You brought
to
me back
Australia.
To Australia.
Sorry.
It's ridiculous.
So, like, when you're in Western Australia, do you just die?
Yeah, you just die.
No, I you can just eat kangaroo, right?
Kangaroo meat used to be a delicacy.
I had kangaroo before. Yeah, there was a bait shop near Chicago that had exotic meats, and they had ostrich and kangaroo, and I bought some.
There's like so many what damn it taste kangaroos.
Like a beef stick. Apparently, yeah. Like it's like deer. Like kangaroo is like deer, I guess.
Well, it used to be like a steak delicacy before environmentalists had these like protests over it all being exported. It was particularly liked in Russia, actually. And you'll see if you're like in real outback Australia, which my husband and I have spent a lot of time in, these trucks, and they'll just have hooks in them. And they're people that full time just go into the outback and like grab these roos and make steaks out of them, and they'll just take them back in their like hook trucks.
Do you guys know that Japan is like 70 miles from Russia?
What?
Check this out. People never talk about Vladivostok. I've always wanted to go here because look where it is. This is Russia, but it's like next to Japan. And so you come down and come in. Yeah, super cool. I've always wanted to go because it's just like.
Let's find the pizza place there.
Dodo Pizza, bro! Look at it!
There we go!
Look at this.
See, we had one thing humans have in common, man.
Look at that, dude.
Pizza.
Yeah, it looks good. It's got pineapple and pomegranate.
Well, wasn't the first commercial at the end of like the Soviet Union, Gorbachev eating at Pizza Hut?
Yes.
That's right. Was it Pizza Hut or was it Domino's?
Look at this abomination.
No, it was Domino's. I think you're right. Mm.
Actually, I would be...
European
that looks
pizza.
Like fake cheese.
Look at this. It's like a fast food pizza place. People don't talk about Eastern
pizza
Russia.
Hut.
It was
Pizza Hut. I was wrong.
Oh,
I spread misinformation. I thought it was Domino's.
Yo, is there a Pizza Hut in Siberia?
It was Pizza Hut.
I always wanted to go to Siberia and like take the train along there. I'm glad
pizza
I visited
Hut
Russia
near Siberia, Russia.
Closed down. But.
Yo, there's tons of Pizza Huts in Siberia. Look at all this.
Siberia's gonna be hot.
No, this can't be right.
That's the United
States. That's not Siberia.
Basically Siberia.
Look what it did. Look. Like, I typed in Siberia, Russia, and it's like in Pennsylvania.
What the heck?
No. Okay.
There is no Russia.
Let's
Russia
do this.
Isn't real.
Man, that ice is
Yeah, Russia is a boogeyman to scare kids.
Dude, Russia's so big.
Wait, what? Why isn't it zooming in? Where is Siberia?
There's something Google doesn't want you to know, Tim.
Yeah. Maripol today?
Maripol?
What
happened in Maripol?
The Russians took it, the city.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Siberia. Now we do this. Now we go. Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Russia took over Maripol. Now we got to find the pizza.
It's gonna. I knew it was gonna
do
that.
Yeah, what the heck?
It doesn't want me to find the Russian Pizza Hut.
Oh, I need
There's
to find
something
the Russian
going on
Pizza
with
Hut
that Russian
now.
Pizza Hut that
I
they don't want
know.
Us to know.
Yeah, you know there are cities in Russia where like no one can go.
Mm.
Only like Russian citizens are allowed to go to. Like in the United States, we don't have that. If you come on a visa, you can go where the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But in Russia, they have things where it's like foreigners are not allowed to go there at all.
Interesting. It was really hard. I got my Russian visa and it was really difficult. It was like 4 years ago that I went and I had to go to like so many like questioning sessions to get it. It was
questioning sessions.
Yeah. Like you have to actually, you can't just like apply for it online. You have to go in person to the embassy and go do like in-person interviews repeatedly to get it.
They want to make sure you're not a spy.
I guess so. Like, I guess that's the reason.
People legit do not understand how massive Russia is.
Yeah.
Very
like that's why I was saying like Vladivostok is so interesting because it's next to Japan. Like, look how I was wrong when I said, you know, it was So these are Russian right here. Check this out. It's like 20 miles. So this is Russia right here, and this is Japan. Like, you can probably swim there.
Yeah, all that light stuff was above water before the flood, I believe. All that light water stuff.
This
is,
right here?
Yeah. It was people land. Go diving down there and see temples and stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
We gotta go find the underwater temples, Ian.
Yo, Japan is fucking lit.
After I'm done at Waffle House, can go to the underwater temples. Yeah.
Saitama.
I'm so ready to start scuba diving. I would love to go. We should do videos and stuff and make documentaries off the coast.
What's the craziest place you've been to, Lauren Southern?
The craziest place I've been to?
Probably here.
America's pretty wacky.
That's true. We love the wackiness, huh? Oh, is there Pizza Hut here? Can I search this area?
No.
Look at that. No. No, there's no Pizza
Hut. When you say the craziest place, what do you mean by crazy exactly?
What is this? Pizza Lorenzo.
The wildest one's word.
Dodo
Pizza.
There
are like lawless places all over. It's probably South Africa.
I think Dodo is in, I think that's in, Romania. Yo, Romania was fun.
What?
Romania.
Why?
Just like inexpensive. I don't like saying cheap because it's like offensive, I guess. Inexpensive because the exchange rate. So like they had good food and it was like, it was nice.
Those Eastern Bloc countries are pretty wild though. On the border of Turkey and Bulgaria, I remember driving through the towns there and there were just like the roads weren't even functional because they had so much wood stocked up on them because they didn't have power or couldn't afford power. So they were all just burning wood. And then there were all of these just like dilapidated fun parks everywhere that had been shut down. And it was like something that used to be built up great that was all dilapidated and collapsing. It was very strange.
Hey, Seamus.
Where's North Korea?
Were you going to give us a little border sneak peek of something on this show? Did you?
No, absolutely not. We can't show it on the show. You guys would lose your minds. You can't handle this. Members only. You can't handle my cartoons.
Look at this. The border of there's a barbecue Le Yuan.
What?
Dude, Tim is that in China? Mind is racing.
Tim, have you been to
if
North
you had
Korea?
To live in any other country,
why did I think you had been?
I've been to South Korea.
Michael Mouse has been
because
in North Korea.
I interviewed
and they look the same.
I interviewed people who went there. I field produced the North Korean Motorcycle Diaries. Let me pull this up.
Would you go if you could?
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Not at this point.
You'd be a good envoy being part Korean and stuff.
So not at this point, but I field produced this documentary. It's actually one of Vice's biggest. And, legit proud of this work. You can see here let me give myself some credit.
Hold on.
Dooba.
I'm surprised they haven't gone back and like edited your
field producer
out.
Tim Pool.
Oh, what's this? North Korean?
Yeah. So I actually went to New Zealand and I interviewed, these people who had footage from North Korea. I did not go. But it's funny because a lot of people were claiming I did go because of this. They were like, whoa, Tim Pool is the field producer. He's been to North Korea. It's like, these people are from New Zealand. I went to New Zealand and interviewed them and they gave us footage. And then we put the footage together with their narration.
Do you ever think about the fact that like, what if North Korea are actually like the sane, correct, happy ones and we're all in the North Korea? Or
like
what
Kim Il-sung literally invented the universe.
They're underground.
Well, they're just like living in this utopia and they're like, man, if only we could get these Westerners off their CNN propaganda and like.
What if the ancient Egyptians were right?
So
true. And everyone since just got it wrong.
So true.
That's right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And, you know, poor Ra. You know,
I would love to negotiate with North Korea if that could be like, because Kim Jong-un, the thing about having a cult leader or like a one supreme leader is if he decides like, yeah, I'll give up the throne and make a democracy. Let's implement this. It will happen. So if we can get through to the dude.
I don't know. I think the people behind him would probably try to have him killed if he was going to fundamentally change the structure of the country.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't really think about the
person in line
North Korean oligarchs much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You got any plans for your documentaries?
I've got another one that I've been working on called Empty Love on relationships and modern dating, Tinder, all of that. I actually interviewed two hookers out back in Australia. Should, they were
you know,
great.
You know what we should do? We were thinking about having on this lady doctor, psychologist, mm-hmm. to like talk about it. It depends. This doctor lady, is she, Lydia, actually like an expert on the dating stuff? Is that what she does?
What's her name?
Her name is Chloe Carmichael.
Yeah, okay. I saw her tweet at somebody and she was talking about something, and then like she followed a bunch of people and some people followed her, so I was like, hey, see if this person would be good, because we've had like a male dating guy. I don't think we've had a female dating
person.
There's
a lot of those like male dating coaches, and I feel like it's not so represented on the female side.
We had a psychologist who sees patients, and his focus is like relationships between men and women. So he wasn't like an alpha male dating guru or anything like
that.
Right.
Fresh and fit. Yeah, you should join if we get this female dating person.
Dude, we've been talking about love. The Greeks had 8 different types of love. So Americans just use one word, like eros, erotic love, is different than philia, which is affectionate love, or storge, which is familial love, or ludus, which is flirtatious love. Then there's mania, which is an obsessive love. Maybe the other three, pragmas, enduring love.
I mean, we have English
love.
Words for those things, though, bro.
But, like, what they'll say is, like, love is love. This is, like, the pedophile agenda. Love is love. No, fucking eros is not philia. Eros is not fellotia.
Bro,
self-love is different than having erotic sexual feelings.
You just need to stop speaking other language.
Well, maybe we can make American words for it, but we should...
Love does not refer to sex. In some contexts, it's innuendo for the sake of being PC, but we quite literally say lust.
Lust is eros. different from eros, but I get what you're saying. Like lust is when it's disordered and it's about using the person, but like a sexual drive for someone is not necessarily that. It can be like unitive.
I think we do have more limited language than some other languages. I find there's so many words where I'm like, oh, I need a word for that. Oh, it's only in German. Like German has a word for it, but we don't. Or we have to use Latin terms or whatever. So and people are just lazy. Like you said, lust is different than love, but people will just use love because mm-hmm. they're lazy with their language.
Agape is my favorite. It's selfless love. It's like the love of the community.
Like Jesus Christian.
Yeah.
Agape.
Yeah, we should
do that. So we wanted to do like a Friday where we just talked like modern family dating and stuff. We've done those before, and those are fun.
Yeah. It's I find it's very difficult talking about that stuff on the internet in general. Just there's so much posturing. There's so much bad advice on the internet about relationships, and you just because it's such a you can't really show data to back up the advice you're giving. You'll have opposite advice on different channels that have equal amount of popularity. It's a real mess out there.
Do you want to pose with that sword for the thumbnail?
I can do that for you.
Fucking awesome. I'm actually curious.
Where's the sword?
I confiscated it.
Sword
from
why? Give it back.
Have it. She can come
sword
get it.
Sword swipe.
She can come get it. This is a wild person.
So you need to just arrow. We need a shot of you holding it so that I can screen grab it.
Absolutely.
Are and Cupid's arrows a pun on Eros?
Maybe.
Oh.
That's a good question.
Cupid's Eros.
Yeah, it's like Cupid's Eros. Whoa. Is that a pun?
Got him.
I doubt it.
So what are you doing? Who was he? Was he a real guy?
Struggling to take off.
Is it like a little kid with a bow and arrow? What the fuck was he?
Cupid was... Panel, what am I saying? Right, was
panel.
Panel.
All right, so this is the...
Thumbnail.
Careful.
Oh my gosh.
Accidentally cut my...
Please be careful.
That'll be cute. I think this was like your thumbnail last time too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't see the sword because it's like too awesome.
Turn to the side.
That's actually what you did with the other one.
That's very Conan.
So hold it horizontally.
What do you mean?
Like this.
Like you're going to cut your own head off?
No, but hold it sideways,
you got it.
Straight.
This is safe.
Like.
Sir.
Point it towards the TV.
Oh, across your body?
Point it at the TV.
Point it at me.
Point it at the TV?
Yes.
Okay.
So like this.
Oh, okay. I think I understand.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a good one.
And now everyone's nice like, angle. This is the silliest show Tim's ever done. But that's what we're going to use for the thumbnail, because people are going to click on it.
I want to talk about Cupid next time.
IQ 40.
Dude. Lauren, hold it horizontally. What do you mean?
I just started a new theory.
I'm happy though.
Cupidanon, bro.
I love
it's
it.
The Cupidanon. Corn whiskey.
Cupidanon.
Cupidanon.
Yeah. Cupidanon. Cupidanon. Cupid did nothing wrong.
That where the government really controls who we love.
Exactly.
Yep,
with vaccines.
Yep.
It's from Latin Cupido.
Fauci fly around like Cupid, like, oh, I'm gonna get you with this.
You're gay now.
Shooting his back.
You're gay now.
Cupid was the son of the love goddess Venus and the god of war, Mars. Mm.
Just Fauci Cupid with little wings and he's naked and has little
butt cheeks.
I'm gonna
get you.
This vaccine is going to make you love. Love me.
I'm the love doctor.
All right,
Dr. Fauci.
Love Dr. Fauci says it's time to go to bed, everybody, and put on your masks.
Oh. No, don't. The mask mandate's been lifted.
Watch my cartoon.
It wasn't funny, but hey.
Well, come back and hang on anytime, Lauren. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you for the $1,700 whiskey.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
The $34 plane ticket.
No, really? It's $34?
Yeah. Lauren, what you're supposed to say is, I am sorry about the $1,700 whiskey because it was not offered to you. You took it without permission.
No, I told her she could have it.
Different sets of etiquette.
And she grabbed it, and I was like, yeah, good choice.
I'm not sorry about anything. No. Oh, yeah, you thought I had, like, impeccable taste in alcohol?
Like, she knows what's up. But then when I saw you just, like, pouring a whole bunch in the paper cup, I was like... Whoa. Every person we've offered the Pappy to is like, can I get a glass with, you know, and then I'm like, we have the cups, and they're like, I need a glass.
With some whiskey stones.
I'm like, I can't give you a paper cup with the Pappy. No, I mean, we don't have glass cups.
No paper cup Pappy over here.
Well,
right?
It is what it is.
I'd like,
all right.
Yeah, sorry. Keep
Special shout out to Van Winkle, the very whiskey that we were talking about all night.
Pappy Van Winkle.
Oh, it's Pappy Van Winkle. Thank you.
Well, that's what it's called. It's called the Pappy, I guess.
Tonight.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. It's been fun. And more to come, as always. And thanks for being members. We'll see y'all next time.